I'm like, boom, you looking for this?
Hey, welcome back to Screen Crush. I'm Ryan Airy, and it looks like Armor Wars, the Rhodey-centered movie, is going to be canceled by Marvel.
Oh no!
I know, it really sucks. I'm going to explain everything we know about this and why I think that Marvel made a huge mistake by not prioritizing Armor Wars and making Don Cheadle its franchise player. I'm even going to walk through an alternate Phase 4 and 5 where Rhodey joins the Dark Avengers. But guys, there is actually still hope here.
All hope is not yet lost.
There is a possibility that Marvel's recent course correction could include a focus on Rhodey that could finally give this character his due. Now look, the MCU has made a lot of mistakes over the past few years, but neglecting Rhodey has been a huge miscalculation. This character has been around since the first MCU film. Fans love him. He's hilarious.
Why don't we just find baby Thanos, you know, and...
He's played by a world-class Oscar-nominated actor, and in the background of these movies, he's taken his character on a full journey.
I wasn't always like this.
Me either. But we work with what we got, right?
But the MCU has squandered Rhodey and his Armor Wars film.
Okay, so what's Armor Wars?
All right, so Armor Wars is a project that would focus on War Machine, James Rhodes, Tony's best friend. In the comics, the story is about Tony Stark's technology getting out to the rest of the world, and he has to find a way to put the genie back in the bottle, you know, to keep supervillains from having Iron Man armor. Now, the live-action Armor Wars would be about James Rhodes coping with the death of Tony Stark, but also trying to keep Tony Stark's legacy alive by trying to contain the technology that his best friend had invented. Now, a War Machine movie has been in development since 2011, with Don Cheadle telling Entertainment Weekly in 2019 that Joe Robert Cole's script had a lot of tension between his job as a military man and his allegiances to the code that he swore an oath to uphold versus, you know, changing the world. And then, at Disney Investor Day on December 10th, 2020, Kevin Feige announced Armor Wars and the show became semi-official. But this would actually end up being one of the darkest days in Disney's history.
But why?
Well, because then-CEO Bob Chapek pressure Kevin Feige and Kathleen Kennedy of Lucasfilm to announce projects that were just in the beginning stages of development. Now, this was at the height of the pandemic, and Paycheck just wanted to reassure stockholders that their biggest IPs were still pumping out content. So this is why Lucasfilm announced several projects that never came to fruition, like the Lando TV series, Rangers of the New Republic, or Rogue Squadron. And not for nothing, but Marvel also dropped like 4 trailers in one day, and that was a shitty thing to do to us YouTubers. The thing is that studios are always developing a lot of projects like this, but we never actually hear about them until they're ready. So this announcement actually set up Marvel and Lucasfilm to fail. Now, Marvel had to deliver Armor Wars, whether it was ready or not. And if they didn't deliver the show or movie, well, then it would look like they failed to give us Armor Wars. Now, from then on, various reports would trickle in. On the Bro Bible podcast, Cheadle said the death of Tony Stark would play a major role in the series. Cheadle even told Entertainment Tonight in February 2021 that the series would start filming in a couple months.
Liar.
Yasser Lester was hired to write this series, but then filming just kept getting pushed back. Until finally, in September 2022, The Hollywood Reporter said that the series would be redeveloped as a film. And now, there is news from Don Cheadle and leakers that suggest that Armor Wars might not actually happen. And I think it all comes down to Marvel not spending their money in the right places. I mean, you have to spend your money wisely. Hi, I'm from Empty Box Monthly, a subscription service that sends you an empty box every month. Here's your empty box.
Oh, that's fun. You get in a box, you sit in it, you feel safe. Pretend you're anywhere, like in a box that's on the moon.
Yeah, but that's a dumb subscription. We have a ton of empty boxes in the back. No one subscribed to the... You know what? I just checked my Rocket Money, and actually, you're right. I did accidentally subscribe to this, and I can cancel that subscription through Rocket Money right now.
Person, what's Rocket Money? Are you going to space in your moon box?
No, Rocket Money is a personal finance app that helps you find and cancel your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills so you can grow your savings. See, most Americans think they spend about $62 a month on subscriptions, but the real number is closer to $300. Even if just a couple subscriptions fall off your radar, those recurring payments you don't know about can really add up. Like, this happens to me all the time. For instance, when we cover a show, sometimes we accidentally subscribe to a streaming service twice. Like, I subscribe to a service, I get busy, I forget about it, and next thing you know, I'm spending twice as much for the same service. With Rocket Money, you can see all of your subscriptions in one place and know exactly where your money's going. For any subscriptions you don't want anymore, Rocket Money can help you cancel them with just a few taps. It's also a personal finance manager that helps you manage your subscriptions, lower your bills, check your credit score, and plan for your financial future. You can use Rocket Money to analyze your spending habits and create a custom budget that works with your lifestyle. And they'll even alert you if you go over budget. Rocket Money company can even help you to renegotiate some of your bills, lowering them up to 20% in some cases.
Gee whiz, all that in one app?
Yes, Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has saved a total of $500 million in canceled subscriptions, saving members up to $740 a year when they use all of the app's features. So stop wasting money on things that you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/screencrushrewind. That's rocketmoney.com/screencrushrewind. You can click our link in the description. This is one of my all-time favorite apps and one of the all-time best sponsors we talk about on this channel. So again, go to rocketmoney.com/screencrushrewind to get started today. Now, back to Armor Wars. Don Cheadle recently appeared on the Today Show, and when they asked him about Armor Wars, he replied,
What's Armor Wars?
Now, obviously, he's joking, but back home we call that kidding on the square, and that is not a good look for the show. And then, very reliable leaker Daniel RPK told The Direct, as for Marvel, they have at least 5 live-action series in development. I also hear that a final decision on the fate of Armor Wars and Blade is expected in the coming months. So none of that looks very good for Armor Wars, and I hate this. So let me explain why the MCU needed Armor Wars in Phase 4. Now look, I do think, before I get to start complaining and stuff, that the MCU is on an upswing overall. They course-corrected to prioritize quality over quantity, and they've brought the band back together to make sense of the multiverse saga and Secret Wars. So I don't want to bash the MCU too much, but when you look back over the past few years, Armor Wars really should have been a top priority for the studio. It is unbelievable to me that projects like The Eternals, Agatha, Echo, Moon Knight, hell, even Shang-Chi were prioritized over this story. Armor Wars should have been a linchpin film of Phase 4. Now, like I said earlier, in the comics, it is a story about Tony losing control. Just like in the films, Tony's always trying to keep his genius from falling into the wrong hands. Now, this theme has been present since the very first Iron Man movie. Tony became Iron Man because terrorists got their hands on his weapons. So, it's a fair question. With Tony Stark gone, who keeps his secrets safe? Who makes sure that people like Justin Hammer don't get their hands on the secrets of time travel? That is the premise of Armor Wars. Now, Phase 4 had a common theme in all of its projects: grief and legacy. Nearly every project in the phase was about people moving on from the snap or grappling with the past. So Armor Wars is a perfect fit for this theme. And I think that, just as Falcon and the Winter Soldier was about Sam taking on the mantle of Captain America, Rhodey should have eventually become the new Iron Man. I mean, this happens in the comics in the 80s when Tony couldn't control his alcoholism. He asked Rhodey to be Iron Man for him, and then he was Iron Man for years, until the helmet was too tight and it drove him crazy and Tony had to come back. Comics are weird. So, in the original Secret Wars, like, this was not Tony Stark here. This was Rhodey. There's even an issue where Rhodes asked Reed Richards if he was surprised to see there was a black man underneath the armor. Rhodey was filled with self-doubt and this overwhelming burden of Iron Man's legacy, which is just like Marvel Studios in Phase 4. It seems like the studio, like Rhodey, never recovered from the death of Tony Stark. But I am excited for Robert Downey Jr.'s return, which is why we made this Downey Doom shirt in the style of the Obama Hope poster for sale at our merch store. And we also have this brand new, I'm about to make a name for myself.
I'm about to make a name for myself, yeah.
Guys, we love designing these shirts for you. We have lots of fun MCU-related designs and parody shirts on our website, and shopping our merch store is the best way to directly support our channel. The links are below. Now, while we're on the subject of Rhodey being underused, I think it's a crime that he has been just relegated to the background for so long. He's always been used just as a support player, someone whose suffering only exists to further the character growth of Tony Stark. Like, we don't know where Rhodey's from, or his parents' names, if he has brothers or sisters, or even if he has any other friends. Like, this guy is a blank canvas that a great writer and director team could have formed into a great character and kicked off a revitalized franchise. The MCU could still be making Iron Man movies, and it also seemed like the Iron Man films were naturally leading us in that direction. In Iron Man 2, Tony Stark is dying, and who does he trust to take his armor? Rhodey.
Yeah, but Rhodey stole the armor after they had a fight.
Nah, come on, Tony let him take it. In fact, Nick Fury basically tells him that in the next scene.
You're Iron Man and he just took it? Is that possible?
Well, according to Mr. Stark's database security guidelines, there are redundancies to prevent unauthorized usage.
In Iron Man 3, Tony did let the government have use of an Iron Man suit, but only if Rhodey was the only person with the password to use it.
Give me your login.
War Machine Rocks with an X, all caps.
So guys, the MCU had been seeding the story of Armor Wars for years. It seemed like they were planning on passing the baton to Rhodey. In fact, when you take a step back and you look at Phases 4 and 5, you can see how Armor Wars really should have been at the center of the story they were telling.
Well, what do you mean by that?
Well, look, When you step back and you look at the multiverse saga, I think Marvel made three big mistakes, and these are really no-brainers. Number one, no Avengers films to culminate phases. Number two, obviously trying to do too many things and too many projects. And number three, they didn't prioritize the right characters. Armor Wars before Agatha, I say. Not that I don't want an Agatha show, but come on, it's Rhodey. We should have had a Rhodey story by now. So first, I want to talk about the lack of Avengers films. Avengers movies were fun because they forced characters to interact who normally wouldn't fit together. Like that first shot of Iron Man and Captain America standing beside each other, that sold the MCU. But Avengers movies were also important because they kept the franchise on the same page. Films like Captain America Civil War, which is basically an Avengers movie, like those movies informed all of the other movies in the universe. You know where everyone stood, and you could see how all the pieces would fit together. Whereas the multiverse saga has felt very siloed and disconnected. WandaVision barely even connected to the Multiverse of Madness, with Wanda's character wildly changing off screen.
Have you seen it? And no, they had not seen it because it wasn't finished yet.
In fact, Elizabeth Olsen even recently told Collider that she would love to return as Scarlet Witch when there's a way to use her well. She also said, I think that people didn't know what to do with me for a second there. If there's a good way to use her, I'm always happy to come back. Now look, I will say that if the point of like the multiverse saga is that the Avengers have been disassembled, then use that. Make that the focus of your story. Like in the comics, following Civil War, Norman Osborn set up a team of Dark Avengers. These were villains or anti-heroes who were posing as superheroes, and I really think the MCU should have done this at the end of Phase 4. Have the government set up their own team of a-holes. Maybe Rhodey could even have been a part of this team, at first. After all, Osborn's Iron Patriot was the leader of the Dark Avengers in the comics, and Rhodey was the Iron Patriot in Iron Man 3. You see, this experience of leading a team of government-controlled villains would have shown Rhodey that he cannot blindly serve his government any longer, and this would have been a great setup for Armor Wars. Because, I mean, look at everything else that has happened that would augment this Armor Wars story. In Spider-Man No Way Home, the government seized Stark technology, and then we saw damage control using Stark drones irresponsibly in Ms. Marvel. Like, the pieces are all there. Armor Wars should be about Rhodey realizing that this technology had been leaked, and then he's working to track it down. Maybe he discovers somebody flying an Iron Man suit up in Boston, so he investigates, and then he finds out that Riri Williams made her suit in a garage from a box of scraps. That would have been a much more natural setup for Ironheart than Wakanda Forever. You see, in the past few years, Marvel has rushed to set up new characters, but then failed to give those characters any kind of follow-through. No Shang-Chi sequel. And then they squeezed Ironheart into Wakanda Forever to set up a show that wouldn't even come out for 4 years. Whereas, she would have been a perfect fit for Armor Wars. Like in the comics, Riri is a genius teenager from the rough part of Chicago. She invents her own Iron Man suit at MIT, and then she gets expelled for it. But then, her mentor is an AI version of Tony Stark, who trusts her to continue on after Tony's death. Now, imagine you take that story, and you mirror it with Don Cheadle's arc in Armor Wars. Don Cheadle is trying to figure out who can be trusted with Iron Man technology, who can carry on the legacy, and lo and behold, there's Riri Williams, who can not only continue on Iron Man's legacy as a genius, but as a superhero. And look, I know that making movies and TV shows is difficult, and I know that I am armchair quarterbacking here. Kevin Feige has been under an enormous amount of pressure to pump out more content under the Chapek regime. As noted in the book The Reign of Marvel Studios, Feige achieved creative control, but not necessarily quality control. But you have to admit, guys, that Secret Invasion really did this character dirty. Rhodey as a Skrull should have been a huge turning point, a moment that shocked us out of our seats, but instead was revealed over a phone call.
I need to speak to Graphic.
Yeah, well, you're talking to me.
And, you know, why was Rhodey a Skrull? It's like they made a list of characters who could be Skrulls, who didn't have any movies on at the time, and who they thought they could get to play them super cheap. And look, I know I dunk on Secret Invasion a lot, but this show was a mess behind the scenes, with reported reshoots so massive that they basically shot the show twice, with the series ballooning to a cost of more than $200 million overall, which is a lot, considering the bulk of the series seems like it was filmed in little rooms and hallways. But the good news is that Marvel has course corrected. They are no longer under pressure to make content. Instead, they have a mandate to tell stories. The TV division has been reorganized to reflect traditional TV structure, and Avengers Doomsday is going to breathe new life into the multiverse saga. Unfortunately, though, when you cut back on some movies and TV shows, some projects have to get cut, and it looks like Marvel never really knew what to do with Don Cheadle or with War Machine. Like, here's how he reacted to the news that Robert Downey Jr. was back in Doomsday. He told Collider, I was like, what the f***? Everything is clay right now. They're rewriting, they're reworking, and so I honestly can't even tease anything. Like, I'm still holding out hope that Armor Wars gets fast-tracked. Like, Secret Invasion, for all its flaws, was a great setup for Armor Wars. Imagine Rhodey, who has been in a coma since the events of Civil War, waking up to discover that the government has seized Stark drones and Stark technology. Imagine a Rhodey who is suddenly realizing that, without him or Tony Stark, the world has suddenly fallen to sh**. Imagine that Rhodey is a person who has to lead the Avengers into killing a variant of his best friend, or that Rhodey is the only one who can get into Downey Doom's head and save the multiverse. Marvel has a chance here to let Don Cheadle be the center of their saga, and I really hope that they do not waste that chance again. But guys, that's just my thoughts. Let me know what you think down in the comments below, or you can at me on X Twitter. And if it's your first time here, please subscribe and smash that bell for alerts. For Screen Crush, I'm Ryan Airy.